Hello, it's Peter from BBC Proms Interactive. I'm sitting here with Philip Shepherd, who's about to go in for his makeup for the first broadcast on BBC 4 tonight. I'm just going to ask Philip, what goes into producing the TV end of a prom?
Well, I'm not producing it, but I'm appearing on it as a guest, as what they call the perma guests, which is basically the pundits that they sort of drag in, sort of off the street to go and talk before their pieces and when they're moving the piano and stuff. What goes into it? Actually quite a lot of preparation, because sometimes I'll be asked anything. I mean, last year Charles Hayson would turn around to me and said, Philip, can you describe the key structure of the third movement of the symphony? Once I'd finished mouthing obscenities at him, I'd managed to sort of flummox an answer back. So you do actually have to know what you're talking about a little bit, up to a point. But I cheat by going to the rehearsal, sitting there with scores, pretending to read the music. That helps quite a lot. And then making sure I've kind of got about three different answers to the worst question I can imagine.
And so you're in the rehearsal this afternoon. Was it sounding good?
The rehearsal was great, actually. It's music that a lot of people don't particularly like, because it's by neglected English composers, apart from Elgar, who's not neglected and not English. Well, kind of. The nice thing was that the orchestra were actually spending most of the time working with the acoustic of the hall, and I think that's critical compared to some orchestras who I think sometimes come in here and they just play as they've been playing in the rehearsal room, not naming anyone. I think the good thing about tonight is it should sound better in the hall, even better in the hall than it will on radio or on television.
Great. Thanks very much for speaking to us.